Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Man, we got some nice giveaways at noon. $100 Fleming's gift card.
What?
Anybody interested in that? I am. Might rig the contest for myself.
I think that's illegal.
Yeah, well, if I were going to do so, I probably shouldn't say that. also got a pair of tickets to the U of H game. They're hosting a top 25 team in Cincinnati. Very good football team, an opportunity for Dana Holgorsen to get his team back on track. We're also going to maybe have to eat a little bit of crow since it is lunchtime because Adam Spillane, the man who warned us about the Rays and the man who covers the Astros for Sports Radio 610, he's going to join the show as well. We're also going to look ahead to the Texans versus Chiefs storylines nobody's talking about and probably the biggest fraud in all of sports that we're familiar with around these parts. So keep it locked. A lot to get into here on In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. This Saturday, I'm attending Kyle Field for the first time for a football game. I'm excited about this. I've been to College Station many times. Love the atmosphere. I think Northgate is one of the best college bar scenes you can ask for. Everything is there. When they were in the Big 12, I was a frequent visitor of Northgate. I love College Station as a college town. I cannot wait to experience Texas A&M versus Alabama on Saturday.
It's always a great atmosphere. You're going to have a blast. Enjoy the tailgating. Enjoy the atmosphere. Enjoy the game. I mean, I don't know how much of a game it's going to be, but I think the Aggies will bounce back.
I think it's about time for A&M to show up for a big game.
Well, they've showed up for the big games. I mean, Clemson 2 years in a row.
Well, they were down 20 this year with like 20 seconds left. I wouldn't quite say that they showed
well,
up.
Well, no. That, but I'm saying up yet. Until the third middle of the third quarter, it was a 3-point game. I mean, they've showed up for the biggest games.
The Auburn game was also a little misleading. They were getting dominated that whole game.
Well, their defensive line was dominating, but the Astros were never outside of one score.
The Aggs.
The Aggies were never outside of one score. Beat LSU last year when they were number 6 or 7 or whatever it was. So it's the games like Arkansas. No offense, Clint, but, I mean, it's games like Arkansas that they'll have trouble with. But that said, This is a hell of a good Alabama team. You're going to have a fun time no matter what.
Yeah, I fully anticipate it. But the one thing that I will not be doing that I think way too many sports fans are doing, and it's starting to actually – it's not like irrationally bothering me. I get irrationally bothered by some things. It's just a little bit more amusing to me, and I want to get everyone's take on this. 713-572-4610. I don't care about Texas A&M and Alabama.
Right.
Like, I'm not saying that disrespectfully. I'm just saying – I root for the University of Texas football team. I've done that since I was born. That's who I root for. That's who I want to win.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a trend going around that bothers me more than it should, and that's everybody's need to go to a game where they don't have a dog in the fight,
right,
and feel the need to wear the gear of one of the participants in that game. For example, an Astros fan goes to Yankee Stadium, and all of a sudden they're wearing a Yankee cap and taking pictures and putting them on Facebook and stuff.
Yeah.
Or you go to Wrigley Field, and all of a sudden you go to the souvenir shop, you get a Cubs hat, and you're wearing Cubs gear. Why are people doing this, John Lopez? What is the point of doing this? Why does everybody feel the need to decorate themselves in fan gear when they don't have a dog in the fight?
I actually think it's okay in the right context. Let me give you a couple of examples and tell me if you would agree. An Astros fan going to Yankee Stadium to watch a Yankees game, no way in hell you should wear Yankees gear. No way in hell. Because even though they're not in your division, they're a team that you have had a rivalry with, and that rivalry could well extend this year, and you hate them, you know? But let me put it this way. Let's say you're a UH fan and you get invited to Ohio State, Michigan by a client, a Michigan alum. Wear the Michigan gear, right? I mean, you know, you're supporting your client. You have literally, I mean, U of H and Michigan and Ohio State never cross paths, very, very, very rarely. You're going with a client. You're going for the atmosphere and the environment. Well, that environment includes, if you're at the big house, Michigan gear, right? I should have said Ohio State figure. Forgot about that. Sorry. But something like that, I think it's fine. I really do.
No, I just don't. I don't get. I don't understand the point in that. Like, it doesn't. It doesn't make any sense. Why can't you? You can still support Michigan without wearing the gear. Like you're.
I don't think you're even really supporting either team. I think you're still just totally indifferent. But you're like, hey, oh, Michigan game. It's cool jersey.
No, you're supporting. If you're wearing the shirt, you're supporting.
Yeah,
the team.
You're kind of supporting.
So you are supporting.
You're
the
supporting
team.
The event, the atmosphere, the client. The maybe let's say it's a brother-in-law, not even a client. You know, your wife's brother is a big Ohio State fan. I'll say this time. A figgy. Your wife's brother's a big Ohio State fan. You're a U of H fan. You know, who cares?
No, if you're going to a game where you don't have a dog in the fight, you don't just wear the other team's gear.
Now, you should not be caught dead in an Aggie shirt.
Yeah, I know that.
That's totally different.
Yeah, no, I mean.
But the Aggies
also,
in the long.
Should I put on an Alabama shirt to fit in?
No, it's in College Station. And you're going with an Aggie.
I've been to LSU games with people where. I'm not an LSU fan. I'm not going to throw on an LSU shirt and say go Tigers.
No.
There's too many Jamokes going to Wrigley Field that are Astros fan wearing Cubs gear, and then they're going to Fenway Park, they're wearing Red Sox gear, and then they're going to Yankee Stadium wearing Yankees gear. Why?
I would
just
say,
be normal.
No.
You don't care.
I would say context.
Is it for a Facebook pic?
Context matters, man.
It doesn't make any sense.
The context of the invitation and where you are, I think matters.
The context
a
is don't
lot.
Wear Yankees gear if you're not a Yankees fan.
No, Yankees. Yankees is absolutely a no.
People do it.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of people doing it.
No, if you're an Astros fan, do not do.
There's
that.
Someone I know. He goes to Ohio. Okay,
no.
This dude goes to Ohio. He goes no. to. He's already been to a Cubs game. He rocked the Cubs hat. He went to New York. He rocked the Yankees hat. Then he came to Houston. He rocked the Astros hat. This Jamoke goes to Cleveland, and all of a sudden he looks like Carlos Baerga. He's basically wearing a whole Indians uniform.
And I also think it depends on your own personality.
Like, well, obviously.
Like no, I'm saying no. Let me give you an example. Like let's say. Let's say you've lived in Chicago and you're a Cubs fan for the better part of your life, but you get a job in Houston.
That's different.
Right.
That's your home
then
squad.
Then you become an Astros fan.
That's where you pay bills. That's your
right.
home. That's
that,
different.
That then you become an Astros fan.
But you're
fan.
Just going to Chicago for a weekend and you're going to a Cubs game and you go to the Super
I wouldn't have
shop,
a problem
next
with
thing
that.
You know, you got the officially licensed
even
Cubs
though
here.
The Cubs, even though the Astros used to be in the National League,
come on.
They don't cross paths anymore.
Come
it's
on.
Wrigley Field. It's the environment. It's Waveland Avenue. Buy a Cubs hat. Who cares? Who
it's
gives
weird.
A flip?
What about these guys,
mm-hmm.
and I'll say girls too, but these guys are girls who all of a sudden, as soon as they start dating someone that went to Oklahoma or they start dating someone who went to Texas
right.
or something like that, they decide they're going to throw on the Oklahoma shirt and go to the Red River Rivalry
right.
and sit there with the horns down and stuff.
Right.
What is that?
Look, that one is a little different for sure. But I'm talking about like if it's an environment where it's not really a crossover and it's not a rivalry, or you've been invited by someone important in your life, whether it's like I said, it's a boss, a client, a relative, a really good friend, you know, whatever it is, absolutely, I think it's fine. Absolutely.
Like I'm at Texas OU last year, and I'm sitting there, and I'm at the beer tent. By the way, if you're going to Texas OU, there's $3 beers in the food court tent. So at the food court tent at Texas OU, there's $3 beers. They're in the far left and far right corners. Hit me up,
yeah.
And I'll let you know where those are at. I'm going to be in College Station, but there are $3 beers at the fair, just so you know.
Because there's tailgating.
But I'm sitting there, bro.
Yeah.
Paul Gallant walks up to me wearing a UT shirt. What the hell is this? I've known you for 3 years, and you're rocking a UT shirt.
He's a Syracuse guy, though. I think that would be fine. I think Paul Gallant was fine. Yeah.
And then all of a sudden... And I guess this fits because we said you can adopt your city's team.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Hammond moves to Austin, and all of a sudden he's a Longhorn expert.
Well, okay, there's two things.
He's calling Sam Ellinger his quarterback. I'm sitting here. I had to mute the guy on Twitter because I'm sitting here trying to watch the Texas game, and all of a sudden Matt Hammond, who I've known for 3 years, is sitting there calling Sam Ellinger his quarterback. What the hell are you talking about, man?
I mean, it's not like he went to Texas Tech and he's a Longhorn fan.
Well,
I mean,
you know, that kind of happens, especially if your family put you in the onesie immediately. I mean, what is he doing? What is he doing?
But here's the thing. He's adopting his team in the city. And where did he go? To UMass?
No, some like small New York school.
Yeah, somewhere up there. I think that's
like
fine
that.
For Hammond.
School.
I think it's fine for
it's
Hammond.
It's weird, dude.
Yeah.
It's weird, dude. It'd be weirder if I wore Tech stuff, though.
Texters are kind of all over the board on this. Some guy says, I buy a hat at every stadium I go to.
Weird.
Obviously, your kid, somebody said he wears his son's team, even though it's competing. Like, if you're...
Yeah, your son's team, yeah.
If you're an Aggie and your son goes to UT, I get it.
Yeah,
different. I get it. And someone says, I just wear Astros gear everywhere. That's fine.
There you go. Represent.
Yeah, exactly. But no, I think it absolutely it depends on every situation.
I think this town's kind of been cheated as well. Landry Locker, John Lopez live at the Houston Open. This has been like the best run in the history of Astros baseball. But part of me feels like the town's kind of been cheated a little bit.
Really?
Because, you know, we're talking about the Cubs and we're talking about all this stuff. I feel like it would be sweeter. And I like American League Baseball better.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it would be so much better if during this run of Astros baseball, they were still facing the Cardinals and Cubs as much as they did. The traditional teams, instead of like the Rangers, A's, Angels, like those haven't been rivalries. But I think like the true baseball blue bloods, like the Cardinals and the Cubs,
right.
I think it would be more enjoyable.
I don't think so.
You know this better than me. You've covered the team longer. Tell me why.
Trust me, I covered the Astros exclusively when they were in the National League. And the Astros Dodgers and Astros Cardinals rivalry were venomous. They were intense. They were real rivalries. Let me give you an example. I think the Astros are the equivalent of the Aggies moving to the SEC. You still have rivals, so to speak, from your old, you know, your old, in this case, conference in college football. Like, the Aggies are still rivals with Longhorns, even
yeah.
though they don't see
it's
each
one
other.
One of the two rivals, yeah.
Right.
Tom Herman said that this week, by the way.
Right. But the Aggies' rivals now are LSU and, you know, those, you know, probably LSU and Alabama and, you know, one of those, but because they're now over there. So the Astros are always going to have a rivalry with the Cardinals and the Dodgers. That's why it was so sweet.
But I just wish they were here more, man.
But their rivals now are the Red Sox and the Yankees and, you know, and anybody else in the –
That's true, but they're not – it's not as close, you know. You only see them ever so often. You just don't see them as often.
But that's the example. That's the comparison,
like,
I'm giving.
Do you ever get excited? Like, do you ever sit here and say to yourself, like, what reset what the division was for the Astros?
It was Astros, Cardinals, Reds, Pirates, and Cubs, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's what you had. Like, if we were getting off the air and we were talking about the Cardinals being in town, I would be like, oh, Astros are playing today. Cardinals are in town. Redbirds, right. Baby. Let's get down there. Or the Cubs.
They hated the Cardinals.
The Cubs, yeah.
And the Cardinals hated the Astros.
Cardinals still hate them.
Yeah.
And are the Cubs. Like, heck yeah. Have you ever sat there to yourself since the Astros have been in the AL and been like,
more and more,
God, the A's are in town. The Rangers are in town. The Angels are
in town. I'll tell you what. More and more, the more traction you get in the American League, it's like it was again, I'll use that same example. I've always loved SEC games, even when the Aggies were in the Big – heck, when they were in the Southwest Conference, much less the Big 12. But I get pumped up. Like when Auburn came into town.
Yeah, you should.
I was pumped.
Yeah, but that's SEC, man. That's just different. That's just a different animal.
Yeah.
But I think that the NL and the teams we're talking about are better. But the SEC is just a different animal.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just
– But that's Major League Baseball. What if the Astros play the Cardinals in the World Series?
That'd be awesome. That'd be great.
Yeah.
But the Rangers, they don't move the needle. The Angels don't. The Mariners don't. I just wish there were more like blue
The Rangers
blood
is
type
a forced
rivals.
Rivalry.
It's trash.
Yeah, it's a forced rivalry.
And I thought it was funny, you know, the
it's
Rangers.
It's kind of like A&M in South Carolina.
I mean, you know, I grew up in that region, and I was actually at the first game when the Rangers ballpark was out and that kind of stuff, and mm-hmm. I've been there who knows how many times. It was pretty laughable how they were acting like that ballpark for 25 years of existence deserves some sort of farewell tour.
That was
the most forced thing I've seen in a long time. Of all the things that you can force,
yeah.
that was almost like, you know, when the Texans had a top 100 moments countdown and we were like, how the hell are they going to squeeze this out?
Look, it's
that the Rangers celebrating the ballpark, which, by the way, was a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the fact you're getting rid of it 25 years shows that it was an absolute mistake. Like, you screwed up building that ballpark. Nothing really good. I mean, you made a World Series and then you choked it off. That was pathetic.
Mm-hmm.
Actually,
it was just not a good ballpark. And now
it was a nice ballpark.
It's too hot.
Yeah, that sucked.
It was hot.
But it was, that's the worst part about it, is it was nice and they still had to screw it up.
Yeah, exactly.
Andrew Locker, John Lopez in the loop live at the Houston Open, Sports Radio 610. Astros game tonight, we're going to look at that. We're going to look at Mahomes versus Washington in 3 days. And the OG John Lopez says Daryl Morey is on his way out with the Rockets. He's calling his shot. He says Daryl Morey will be out with the Rockets. And not only that, he says he'll never be in the NBA again. We'll have him explain himself in the hits next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.